Well, welcome back, everyone. Sandy Barua sitting in for my friend Paul W. Smith. And no, no one has yet asked me to become a permanent host for the show. Good to see everyone today. Hope everyone is staying cool. One of the great things about this opportunity is I get to ask all of the friends of the Detroit Regional Chamber to come on the show. And up next is Camille Lloyd, the executive director of the Gallup Center on Black Voices, that the chamber is very proud to have a partnership with. Camille, thanks for calling in from Washington today.
Thank you for having me, Sandy. It's good to chat as always.
Well, this is going to be a conversation that you and I have had before. We just now get to do it in front of a really big audience. So first of all, I think people know Gallup, of course, you know, the premier research data polling organizations globally. But the Center on Black Voices is probably something that people don't know what it is. So why don't we start there? What is the Gallup Center on Black Voices and why was it created?
So Sandy, the easiest way I would describe it in the context of what you just shared with listeners about who Gallup is, it's a listening machine that is devoted to doing research to study and to understand what the Black experience in America is. And so it's a series of large scale quarterly studies across six key research pillars about the most important areas in our lives, from justice, our interactions with the justice system, jobs and work, economic opportunity, our community and our environment, our health and our well-being. And it's really a listening machine to hear from Black Americans what our everyday experiences entail as far as our interactions with the systems and structures in place in the U.S. And how that impacts our ability to achieve equitable life outcomes and to just lead a life well lived.
And say more, one of the things that struck me is that Gallup has made a 100-year commitment. Talk about this 100-year commitment and what does it entail?
So this 100-year commitment, first of all, we made this commitment because one of the things we wanted to do is to have some consistency in which the way researchers, and all of us who are researchers know this, we tend to do things in cycle, and we wanted to break the cyclical nature in which we understood what was happening in Black Americans' lives. And so this 100-year commitment is a commitment to every quarter feeling a series of measures that are the what we consider the most important things about the way we live our lives. And these are research questions that we fielded in countries across the world as part of our work that we do, as part of our World Poll and understanding what's on the mind of people who live in countries across the world. We're doing that in America among Black Americans every single quarter for the next 100 years. And so to date, Sandy, we've completed over 150,000 surveys since we launched the research center in July of 2020.
And this is going to allow, or has allowed already, kind of year over year, apples to apples data comparison on the real life lived experience of Black Americans, which has never been done before.
Absolutely, that's correct.
So, talk about, what have you found so far? I think you're in your third year now on this polling. What are the findings that that Gallup has determined so far in the Center for Black Voices?
So one of the things that we do, and it's like a culmination of our work in every year, looking across the quarter, we're tracking what we a measure of overall well-being, and we call it thriving. It's a little bit counterintuitive, and what I'm going to share a little bit about this, Sandy, because it's one of the things that we like to talk about because we don't talk about it enough, and it's despite the economic precarity and the challenges and struggles that Black Americans face in our lives. We have an overwhelming majority, not overwhelming, but a majority of Black Americans, sorry, that are thriving in their overall well-being. And so this is a measure that we have that we ask people about, you know, how would they rate their current lives and what is their hope for the future, which is what they expect that they would be on the ladder of rating their lives from their best life possible the worst life possible and where they are today, and then where they anticipate they'll be 5 years from now. So that's our overall thriving measure. And one of the important findings that we consistently see in our studies is that a majority of Black Americans rate their lives in such a way that they're optimistic enough about the future that they fall within this bucket of thriving. And what we are seeing is that consistently, and this is a steady measure that we've seen over the 3.5 years that we've been measured, is that 52% of Black Americans rate their lives in such a way that they are thriving in their overall well-being. I don't want to underplay, though, Sandy, that we do see some differences and some nuances about who's thriving, where they live, what they're experiencing are related to the things that are impacting their ability to rate their lives well today, but to also have hope for the future.
Now, your boss and my friend Jim Clifton reached out to us, about 3.5 years ago and said, hey, does Detroit want to do something unique, go deep? And we jumped and said yes. So we now have the Detroit Center on Black Voices and the Detroit Resident Survey that are conducted out of the Detroit Regional Chamber. So talk to us about the results in the first year survey that we have done together here in the Detroit region.
I love that. And the reason why I'm so happy, Sandy, about this partnership with Detroit is the fact that so much of our history as Black Americans and the successes that we've had, you can see right there in the changes and all the prosperity and the that has come out of a city like Detroit, what we consider, you know, or some will say, is the Blackest city in America. But when you think about the evolution of our success and our ability to lead life well lived, a lot of that runs through Detroit. And so when I look at the Detroit data, seeing some of the comparisons and how relatable they are to the national average, for instance, we know that it's 50% of residents who live in the area is rate their lives in such a way that they're thriving. But one thing we do know, Sandy, is that we know that there are differences by neighborhood. And so being able to understand what are those unique experiences based on where people live in the area and how that's impacting their overall well-being is something that we've been able to look at and to see in the data that we've collected as part of the Detroit Resident Voices Survey, where we know like the highest rates of thriving, for instance, we know are among individuals who live in Indian Village, Durfu, or the lower East Central, right? But we do know that there are different experiences when it comes to how residents are experiencing their lives for folks who live in Cody, Greenfield, or Connor, right? So we know that there's differences in how Detroiters are experiencing their everyday lives and understand that their access to education and financial opportunity is a big driver of how they rate their lives.
Well, Camille, thank you so much for the partnership. Thank you for calling in today. Say hi to my friend Jim down the hall from you. We really appreciate you taking the time. Camille Lloyd, Executive Director, the Gallup Center on Black Voices. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy.